The next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's Patrick Chambers. The Nittany Lions will represent the number 10 seed in the Big Ten tournament and take on 7th seed at Ohio State Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Coach Chambers is on with us. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Very well. Please start us out with an opening statement, then we'll open the floor for questions for you.
You know what? I'm really proud of my team, especially how the scheduling was set up for us the first 10 games. I'm really proud of our resiliency and our persistence of being the best team that we could be by the end of the year. We finished 5-3, beat a great Indiana team, beat a great Iowa team. These seniors really stuck together after a 2-8 start. Something to be said for that. You know, after the departure of DJ and Tim Frazier, you know, everybody said that this could be a transition year, and Brandon Taylor wasn't hearing any of that. He had 8 double-doubles this year. I think there's only 6 players who have done that in the league this year or more. So he really stepped up his leadership, and he really developed as a player. Obviously, you know, now the season's over, and we finally got our first time ever, we got a first-round bye. So it feels like we've been invited to the big boy table. So we're happy about that. But now that that is over, we're going to start focusing our energies and efforts on Ohio State. We look forward to getting to the Big Ten tournament.
Thank you, Coach. Let's go straight to questions, please.
To ask an audio question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of David Jones with Penn Live.
Patrick, what did Brandon do specifically in the off season to elevate his versatility? Because I don't know how much you've ever talked about that, but he must have done some meat and potatoes work to develop some stuff that he hadn't developed before.
Yeah, it's funny. I just had him in here, and we went over his goals in the beginning of the year. And it was, you know, nutrition, continue to eat right, continue to shape your body, work on your ball handling, work on your post moves in the paint. We started working on floaters, as you saw, you hit a big one yesterday, reverse pivots, and obviously continue to hone and work on your strengths, which is it was his three-point shooting for us. And he committed to it. He committed to the weight room. He committed to his conditioning. He committed to doing the extra things that you need to do to be as versatile as he was this year. And he certainly was. There was games where he hit 5 threes against Nebraska, and then there's games where he didn't hit any threes, and he's just, you know, plugging away inside and hitting difficult shots and pull-ups and floaters and reverse pivots. So he worked really hard in the off season, and his conditioning was really as good as it's ever been because he's playing over 35 minutes there. We could have never done that in years past. Fully committed, 2 feet in, and then his leadership in the locker room was second to none. Because he just took this team, put it on his back, and we won more games than we've ever won under since my staff and I have been here, which is truly amazing when you look at what he's done for us.
What, if I may follow that, what was his mindset before? Did you meet a guy and see a guy before who was different and less mature in that way?
I think it's a good question, David. I think we all, the light all sometimes comes on for different people at different phases or different times in their journey. And obviously his just came on a little bit later than usual. I thought he had a really good end of the year to his junior year. He was injured late, so that kind of put him back a little bit. He started coming off the bench, but I felt like he finished the season off strong. And then I thought the light came on a little bit then where, like, you know what, I can do this. I think confidence is a big issue too. I think he felt very confident at the end of last year, and he just brought that into his senior year.
Thanks.
Thanks, David.
As a reminder to ask an audio question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, it was really your entire senior class, Brandon Taylor included, who kind of willed you to that win in double overtime against Illinois yesterday. How much are you going to rely on the leadership of those guys heading into the postseason?
Yeah, Jordan Dickerson did a great job defensively down the stretch and in the two overtimes, and Donovan Jack was terrific. Hits 2 huge free throws for us. His shooting percentage from free throw line isn't the best, but he went up there with great confidence and got it done for us. So we're going to rely on them big time headed into Indy.
We've got time for one more coach. Go ahead.
to ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Let's go to Adam Daugherty, please.
Oh.
Adam, go ahead.
Hi, Coach. I'm just wondering, obviously the last time you played Ohio State, had a rough time shooting the ball against them. Where do you think, or what do you think you've improved on since that game? What challenge do you see in Ohio State? How did they look different maybe than the last time you've seen them? I'm just wondering your thoughts on rematching with them.
You know, I'm still focused on our team today, but just grabbing bits and pieces and seeing some highlights. Looks like Mark Loving's playing at a very high level. Looks like Lyle's shooting the ball better. They're just more cohesive. Defensively, they're long. They're active. We didn't shoot the ball very well. Shep Garner, I think, sprained his ankle early in that game. Tate really did a great job on Taylor. We didn't have Reeves, so we're really two different teams if you think about it, because we didn't have Reeves. Garner was hurt, and now they don't have Tate, so it should be an interesting matchup.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. We appreciate your time. We'll see you in Indy.
See ya.